Feel incredible!
Kokoku demo! It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
Yes! Welcome to another episode of Animation! The squad is back in full effect. Join his Patreon, man. We be giving exclusive stories. We went over the top 200 hip-hop list. We talk about a lot of different stuff in here, Dad.
That might be one of our best pre-shows.
It's up there.
Yeah, we gave a lot. We gave you like fucking 40 minutes of pre-show,
too. Was a lot of pre-show.
So that's why it's worth it, man. Throw that $5 in there. Join that Patreon. And you know what you're doing here. We do one-off. We do spin-off. We talk our shit. But another reason why you should have joined the Patreon.
Yes.
Today, we're giving away we're raffling off two passes for the Anime Expo in Los Angeles, July 1st to the 2nd. These are 4-day passes, right?
They are 4-day passes for the whole event.
They're a whole event. 4-day passes. We are raffling off two. You have to get your own way here. We're not paying for flight, room, and board.
Nothing. We won't even cover your Uber.
Nah, that's on you to cover. If you're already out here, you know, you already put your name in the bucket because we got the names listed up. I'm going to do a raffle on air in a second.
Yep.
But yeah. Anime Expo, July 1st, July 4th. You will see us there on Saturday as a crew. Mm-hmm. Ice and I will be there July 1st. Does that industry pass run through the whole weekend?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a four-day pass.
It's a four-day pass? Okay, cool.
Are you going to be there all 4 days?
No, I'll just be there for Saturday.
Oh, okay. So you just wanted to flex to be an industry professional.
I guess because I... hey, you sent me a link. You were like, apply, so I applied. Yeah. And I got accepted.
And Rob's only going to go over one day, and he's the first one to get it, too. We're all like, what the fuck happened? Rob's just like, ah. Yeah.
What can I say?
So, yeah, we're going to do this raffle real quick, man, on here. We got a couple... How many names we have in here? Just a couple names?
Seven?
Couple little names in here. We're gonna draw it up a hat. See, it's a hat. The names are in the hat, folded up. So not cheating. We're not picking our favorites or anything like that. You know, we're gonna. I guess I'll have Rob draw one. I'll have Ice draw one.
All right.
So I'm gonna shake it up a little bit. Get a little shaky shake. Ah.
Like Cardi B with that goddamn whipped cream.
Oh, that was a wild video, bro.
What was she doing?
I mean, I think she was selling a product and she sold it.
Yeah, she sold the fuck
Cardi
out of
her. Cardi B is one of the... Her and Meg Thee Stallion sell sex appeal because I think Nicki Minaj did a solid job, but I think they sell sex appeal way better.
Yeah.
Like, they... Yeah. Both of them, I'm like... Especially Meg Thee Stallion. Yeah. I'm like, dog, what's cracking?
Nike knew what was up.
Yeah, they knew what was up. All right. So Rob's going to pick for the first anime pass. He's going to pick out of this hat. And Rob, go ahead. Who do we got?
I'm picking a name. I got somebody here. All right. First name. I got Seawind Phoebus. Sorry if I'm butchering your name. Quinn Phoebus. Quinn Phoebus.
Quinn Phoebus.
CWINNFEBUS. Congratulations. You are the first winner of the 4-day pass. We will hit you up on Patreon.
See you, brother.
Work that out.
Yeah, whoever you are. Congratulations. Brother. All right. We got one more pass left. Ice is going to choose that one. I'm going to shake it up again.
This off to the side.
Yeah, for the fair shake. Yeah, we'll put your stuff in there. And then I guess what sent us and sent also get, we're going to get your address. So I guess we'll send it to you.
Yeah, I mean, we can message people on the Patreon. So we can probably just reach out to them through there and get all the details together.
Yeah, we'll get all the details from you guys. All right, want to shake this up a little bit more. Shaking it up so y'all can see. All right. It's on Ice to pick the last winner.
Who we got?
We have
the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world. Nobody else is doing some shit like this because we have the greatest fucking Patreon in the entire world. Let's fucking get it. Tiger Birch. T-Y-G-E-R Birch.
All right, Tiger. Tiger with the hard ER right there. And I see what you did there. Yeah. All right, so Tiger. So we got Tiger Birch and who else?
Quinn Phoebus.
Those are two names. Yeah,
today, boy.
These are.
That's how old people. You got a name there, boy.
Yeah. It's a name on you. No Terrys, no Ryans.
Man.
Because even the Quinn is spelled not spelled like Q-U.
No, it's C-W-I-N-N.
Swin?
Swin.
Swin.
Quinn.
Swin Phoebus.
Phoebus.
Quinn. something.
Okay, that sounds like some Bible Belt shit.
Again, yeah. Apologies if we're butchering those names. Absolutely butchering your names here.
But we will be hitting you guys up on that Patreon. Thank y'all for putting y'all names in the hat. Y'all are the two. Sorry to anybody else that didn't get it. But we appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all for joining the Patreon and being in the Patreon and looking out and rocking with us.
Light Yama Michi.
Are these fake names too?
No, I mean, this is what people put on Patreon. They don't have to put their real name. They can put just whatever.
Marcidis Jameson.
So how do we find their real name? It's
we can just reach out to them on Patreon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this is a regular name. Jacob Perez. He had a regular name.
Yeah.
Just a couple more. But yeah.
Yeah, so shout out to y'all, man. I'm excited that we're giving you guys these passes. I'm actually super excited to give you guys these passes, man. Can't wait to see y'all there. Like I said,
and you guys, let you know how much we think about you guys. We could have easily gave these passes to people that we know, but our first thought was to give them to you guys. So we fucked with y'all.
We appreciate you being a part of the Patreon.
Yeah, y'all rock with us. Y'all still with us strong. A lot of y'all have been here since the day one, threw y'all $5 in. Some of y'all was just like, yo, I barely got the $5, but y'all still gave it to us. And we appreciate the hell out of
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
I appreciate when y'all be saying that, man. Yeah. And then some of y'all that can't do it after a couple months, y'all be hitting me up like, hey, man, I'm sorry, bro. I was just tight right now. It's like the fact that you even hitting me up to even tell me, like.
Never tripping. Y'all hit us up for a long time. Y'all can jump back on. At any time. Remember, we're still trying to get Rob this haircut, so we're still trying to get up to 100. y'all keep going up and down with the Patreon, man. We need y'all to get to that 100.
Get to that 100.
Get it to the 100 spikers, and you want to dip off after that, but let's get Rob this haircut, man.
tell your people, man. Y'all got to get the word out. Tell your people to tell your people to tell your people, hey, you like anime? Anytime you run into somebody that's talking about anime, mention our fucking podcast. Put them on.
Yeah.
Everybody like putting people on to stuff. Be the one that put people on to anime shit.
Yeah, that's myself. Tell people about it. They're like, "Yo, you got an anime podcast? I didn't know people were doing that." It seems like there's a lot, but there's not a lot of anime podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
But they ain't doing it like us because we're the greatest.
Yeah, a little bit more just before we get out of the Patreon of it all.
Yeah,
covering our polls that we've been doing. We talked about this a little bit on the last episode.
Yeah,
our last Patreon poll that we had for our anime versus who wins in the matchup of the 7-footers in a 1-on-1 street basketball game between Piccolo and Thorkell. Piccolo
washed,
wiped the floor with Thorkell here, 24-8. I mean, for me,
24-8.
Yeah, Kobe. For Kobe.
Yeah.
My money, I was thinking Piccolo was the runaway winner on this, and seems that the community agrees. Seems like the internet agrees because when I was looking for the picture to put on to post the winner, this dude had a whole NBA scouting report.
That's so dope,
on
bro.
Piccolo, just like his tangibles, you know, who he's gonna play like, who he matches up against. And I mean, the dude can, like he said, with his regenerative ability, this dude could tear his ACL in the first quarter and be back on the court
hilarious.
In the second half.
Hilarious, yes.
He can, you know, he's dunking from the 3-point line. He's just like, is that a 2-pointer? Is that 3-pointer? Who knows? He can stretch those arms like,
wow.
He was like, even with his cloning techniques, you could have just 4 Piccolos on the court.
Yeah, at one time.
No rest days. What are they calling these days?
Load management.
Piccolo's having no load management days,
going
dog.
82.
He ain't Kawhi Leonard out here. Shout out to Kawhi, man. But he ain't having no Kawhi Leonard moments out here. Do you have any, like, a small little detail from that blurb that
Oh, let me. I can open it up. What are you looking
for? Real quick. Also, too, make sure y'all join that Patreon. Patreon.com/animation. SHU. And join that, man. See what happens when you join. You possibly get a free pass to animation. We might do some other stuff for some other stuff coming up if we're locking into some stuff, man. So make sure y'all keep joining. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I can go through the measurables. I mentioned this a little bit, but in what I was just saying. But for his measurables, the guy says he's 7'5". In comparison, Wilt Big Musty Chamberlain was 7'1". He would be in tie for third tallest player in the NBA along Chuck Nevitt. Number two, his wingspan is virtually limitless. With all due respect to the Big Dipper, those wingspans was an insane 7'8". Piccolo can literally extend his arms to any length he wants. This skill would become apparent when we look into his play style. He weighs 255 pounds, and it is literally all muscle. Piccolo could easily bang down low with the likes of Drummond, Hassan Whiteside, and other traditional centers if he needed to.
Oh, this is recent.
Yeah, this is from 2020. He can regenerate. One of his many powers is the fact that he can regenerate torn limbs at any moment and be ready for a fight, or in this case, to play basketball. Imagine him tearing his ACL and ripping off his leg in the locker room, being ready to go by the start of the second half. And his vert and his speed are crazy. You think Dennis Smith Jr. has hops? Imagine someone who has a foot and a half on him and that has trained with weights on every single minute and every single day of his life until it's absolutely necessary to take him off.
His uniform is weighted.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the measurables on Piccolo. So, you know, that dang. I mean, this dude has a whole write-up on there. I would definitely say check it out. Just Google, you know, Piccolo basketball. It's like the first thing that comes up.
He will be MVP every year. You don't want any team championship. He can't get injured. You know how many – you know, I'm changing the game. If that's me, I'm like, yo, I need $500 million every 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't get injured, bro. You would never have to worry about me taking a day off ever. Yeah. I'm going to be the greatest.
Yeah. And I think, like, don't Namekians have, like, extra long lifespans too?
Mm-hmm. Extra long
lifespans. He don't have to play basketball. That's the crazy part.
Mm-hmm.
He would never have to play basketball until game day.
Yeah.
He can chill. Step he can up. Go, oh, we got a game? Okay, I'll be there in a second. And still go crazy.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
He maybe have to practice just to make sure he can dribble and shoot every once in a while. He might do it once a week.
Yeah.
And be the greatest ever.
He would be the greatest. So that was our poll that we had this last week. We'll have another one coming up soon. So yeah, another benefit of the Patreon. You get to weigh in on these, and we'll go over them on the podcast. So yep, that's what we got.
Once again, at patreon.com/animation. No anime news at all?
No anime news this week.
Just real quick, if y'all haven't seen, no spoilers, but the Dragon Ball Z movie had came out in Japan. A lot of interesting things. A lot of interesting things about this movie, about some characters that people are excited about, some are not excited about. So if you've seen it, somebody literally, when they saw the movie, they went into my DM and was just like, spoilers. And they was like, yo, should I DM Brennan and give him all the spoilers? I was like, bro, don't do it, man. I was like, as much as I want to fuck with Brennan, Brennan's gonna be pissed off if you fucking do it.
Yeah, don't ruin his life.
Yeah, I joke with him, but I was like, for me, always come to me, and then I'll say, still always ask me too. Don't just give me fucking spoilers like this guy just did. I'll say, ask me, because some things I might not want them for. But like the spoilers, it was like, all right, cool.
No, you got to take these spoilers, dog. You created a monster. This is you now. You're going to open your DM every day to a different spoiler, even the anime you've never even seen.
I mean, we block motherfuckers. That's how that would go.
Hey, what's the next anime you're going to watch? Oh, I'm going to watch. Oh, okay, that's well. Funny,
yeah, so, this week, Ranking of Kings, today, episodes 17 through 20, we'll be reviewing today. Rob, you got a recap for us?
How do y'all feel about Ranking of Kings just as a title?
Not crazy about it. Yeah. It's kind of a mouthful.
Yeah.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue.
And it played a role maybe in the first two or three episodes, and that was pretty much, like, I see the overarching reason of it, but, like.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be a thing, like. You know, we go into successive seasons. Depending on how this season ends, you know, maybe whoever winds up on top, I'm assuming Boji, but somebody, and then it's going to be about, like, all right, now I've got other kings to worry about.
Exactly. Yeah.
This season's about locking down his kingdom, and then it's going to be about, like, all right, I got these other people.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's like next season two, season three is going to be where he's going to be having to battle other strong people. And people probably trying to take his kingdom from him.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
So, yeah, episode 17 through 20, recap, Rob.
Yeah, I got a recap here for you. Going to kind of brush through a lot of this because it was information dense, but, you know, we'll cover anything I missed in the question portion or our final thoughts. But we start off with an information dump on the Underworld family history about the evil former king Satan did awful things for immortality, which inspired his three sons to overthrow him. While Desha inherited strong powers from their dad and Despa was mostly normal, Oaken was the only one just born a strong warrior, no powers at all until he spontaneously became immortal on his 25th birthday, driving him insane. Their only recourse was to imprison him until Maranjo set him free during the course of the show. In the present, Maranjo calls Oaken to free her from the three thieves trying to steal her. He breaks free of the ropes, repairs his sword with his blood, and freezes Despa and the captain with a technique called Shirasenpei before running off to help her. Meanwhile, Boji and Kage have found Apios knocked out from the attack from Zuko. When he wakes up, he fills them in on everything they missed about Maranjo and Boss. He tries to stand in their way at first, but he's just too weak to stop them and happily just lets them go after seeing how strong Boji's become. As the kids run off, he collapses, coughing up blood. As they run to confront Maranjo, Boji thinks about having to possibly face his dad. And they soon see that Oaken is running by, so they chase after him, hoping, you know, Despa and the captain are still alive. In the underground, Domas and Hokuro find the entrance to the underworld, and it's a stretched-out corpse of a member of the Shadow Clan. As they think about what that means for someone like Kage, they burn the gate and destroy it. Soon, Oaken finds Baranjo with Zuko red and black, with Boji and Kage arriving soon after. They watch as Oaken cuts down Black and chases after a terrified Zuko at Maranjo's command. Boji cuts him off, and the thief realizes he can't beat him in a fight either. So he tries to use another sneak attack, breathing poison in Boji's face. But of course, Boji, having giant blood, is immune to poison and takes Zuko down and then turning to take on Oaken.
I keep forgetting that he has those, like, giant, I guess, powers or skill sets still, even though he's a little dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was like, what? I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of potential in a small package. He is able to dodge Oaken's Shirasenpei attacks, but is unable to make any effective attacks of his own as Oaken repeatedly heals himself and repairs his sword. Boji is able to dodge Oaken's vicious attacks, but as his legs start to get tired, Maranjo warns Kage that the two of them should just run. Boji refuses, though, wanting to save everybody from Oaken, and it reminds Maranjo of her own kind-hearted mother who wanted to help everyone. Instead, he just tries to keep away from Oaken, but is forced to face him when he threatens to kill Zuko instead. Elsewhere, Hailing and Dorsh and their knights discover the wounded Apeos, who is still going on and on about Maranjo, begging him to let them save her. And they're all rightfully annoyed. But still, Hailing decides to heal him, even though he says that he may still betray them in the end for Maranjo. Soon, Hokuro and Domas arrive, and since she seems to be in such a forgiving mood, Hailing pardons them as well. The four fighters head off to track down Boji and Maranjo, while Hailing stays behind, completely out of healing magic. In the dungeons, Bevan confronts Boss about why he is doing all that why are you doing this all to your own kingdom? And he admits that while he loves everybody who serves him, he cares for Maranjo most of all, and tells the Snake Master about when he was just a wandering warrior, he came to this Huma Kingdom, which is ruled by mages. There he killed this very powerful mage who turned out to be Maranjo's father, but her kind-hearted mother still healed Boss, so he decided to stay and help the kingdom since they were at war with the gods themselves, who were enslaving humanity, and during that time, he watched Maranjo grow up. Eventually, Huma tried to make an alliance with the Gyakuza Kingdom, which was much more underdeveloped. The people living there had come up in such harsh conditions. They saw the kindness of Huma, and especially Maranjo's mother, as weakness. Even though Gyakuza came to prosper because of their help, they betrayed Huma in delivering them to their enemies, killed Maranjo's mother, and brutally tortured and deformed Maranjo, even as a young child.
Bro.
Yeah.
That... All right.
Yeah. All while Boss tells the story, Daido watches this memory, play out inside his father's mind. We take a break from that to go back to Boji, who is looking absolutely gassed against a looming Oaken. Luckily, Despa and the captain show up in just the nick of time and step between Oaken and the prince. They're able to avoid a Shirasenpei attacks this time, but Oaken has learned to avoid damage from the lightning strikes. The captain charges to take him on one-on-one and just gets absolutely run through. Despa tries to take him on next. Knowing how his brother fights, he's able to anticipate his moves and traps him. He plans to sacrifice himself so the next lightning bolt will be effective, so hit them both. But just as that's happening, he has a vision of his younger brother telling him that now is not the time to save him, and Oaken breaks free and impales his brother as well. Enraged, Boji unleashes a series of jabs on Oaken, destroying his armor and sword, and actually making him pass out for once. But Oaken is the Terminator. He can't be stopped. He rises again, he heads towards Kage. Boji jumps on his back and stabbed the leg. Oaken is about to coup de grace this young prince when a desperate Kage turns into a huge monstrous form, resembling actually the underworld gate that we saw earlier, and swallows Oaken whole. And there's only enough time for Maranjo to say, that was a mistake, before Oaken thrusts his sword out from inside Kage, ripping him apart. The next episode starts with more about Maranjo's history as a sort of demon king talks with the treacherous Gyakuzans, thanking them for their help. As he leaves, he thinks about how humans have advanced significantly enough to challenge the gods and that they need to find a new way to rule them. So maybe that's where they could go in another season. The boss returns from some other battle to find Maranjo's deformed body chained to a post in the town and goes absolutely ballistic, murdering the whole town, but he can't kill Maranjo out of pity. Instead, he brings her to a mage outside of town with body parts of the villagers and basically asks him to remake her. Afterwards, he took her with him on his adventures and they developed a strong bond. Back in the present, the snake tells Bevan about Boji's fight and he leaves to go help, but tells Boss that if he has to, he will destroy his Maranjo's mirror. Above ground, Oaken walks out of Kage's dead body and stabs Boji again before taking a seat next to Maranjo. Inspired by the kindness Boji showed, Maranjo responds in kind, taking control of Red's body and using healing magic on Kage. Suddenly, Boji and Despa are transported to the world between life and death. There's a river separating the two worlds, and they watch Kage get in a boat to row across, where he sees his mother waiting for him on the other side. They yell to stop him, but he can't hear. And he nearly reaches the shore before Moranjo, in her human form, stops the boat. She reminds him of Boji and his commitment to his friend, and Kage tells his mother it's not time for them to be together yet, and they have a tearful goodbye for now as Kage returns to the land of the living. In the Void Realm, though, Daida sits with the deformed Moranjo, but some sort of magic repairs her face and body. Daida is shocked to see her healed and soon starts to disappear from the Void entirely. He begs her not to leave, but she says, hey, you know, you'll be free soon. This seems to be some sort of change in Moranjo, but... As she looks up at the other shore, it's now her mother and Boji's mother staring back at her.
Oh, the look Boji's mom gave her was like, I feel like it was definitely a black woman look. Like, yeah. Bitch, I you know that look I'm talking about.
Let me get my hands on you.
Yeah.
In the living world, though, Mitsumata comes up upon the horrible scene with Oken and tries to fight him as well. It goes very poorly, and Oken stabs the giant snake and drinks his blood until Bebin comes flying in and cuts the sword in half.
That snake being washed.
He does. A lot. That snake, for as big as he is.
Washed.
I like Mitsumata, but... the rest of the Big Four and Hokuro show up, too, and get ready to fight Oken so they can get everybody else healed. They attack him all at once, stabbing him and breaking the sword again and again. Eventually, Dorsh pins him and starts to choke him out, but Oken thinks back to his training with Despa and how he always was at his best with his back against the wall. Invigorated, he jumps back up, knocks down each of the Big Four one by one, and they realize that this fight will be even tougher than they thought. In the world between, Boji looks on at his mother, Sheena, and Moranjo's mother. They ask her, you know, why she's done all the evil she's responsible for. They don't bear any grudge, it seems, at this point, but they try to tell her, like, your actions are only going to cause more unhappiness. Moranjo reflects on this, and when she was hit with the arrow and made a deal with a demon to put her soul in a mirror, in return, she said when she dies that he will eat her soul instead. She won't be able to join, you know, anybody in the afterlife. She snaps back to reality, tells him the only happiness she really cares about is her own, and that she will, and what will make her happy is to be with Boss. So, as they're transported back to the living world, Despa tells Boji that he must be the one to stop Moranjo. He shows Boji all her memories so he can judge her fairly, and then tells him that, it's too late for her to be saved. The Big Four continue their fight against Oken, and they have ripped him apart, holding his limbs separate, but they just rejoin and heal themselves. And as the rest collapse from their wounds and exhaustion, Oken stabs himself to impale Apios, who is holding his body. Mm. Hokuro shoots him with an arrow, and Oken just runs him through next, just making his way down the list. As Moranjo returns and watches this, she thinks about how she and Boss have used others to get what they want and wonders if it was all worth it in the end. In the Void, Daida watches her memories and realizes that the young girl and the mirror are the same person. Suddenly, Kage returns to consciousness, fully healed by Moranjo. He watches as Oken continues his killing spree, stabbing the underground knight captain again as he tries to muster the strength to fight. And in that moment, though, Boss finally appears after knocking everybody around with his club just to kind of remind him who's in charge and telling Despa not to, hey, no attack can hurt me. He uses Daida's latent magic powers to fully heal everybody back from their wounds with Oken. As they wonder just whose side Boss is on, he steps forward to fight Oken, and it is a battle between the invincible and the immortal. And as though Oken is able to land plenty of attacks on Boss, none of them injure the king at all. Kage tells Boji that he can, fight his tired out dad when he finishes Oken, but they all watch in horror as Boss smashes Oken into a paste with his club over and over again.
He's fine. Why is that? Yeah. That I know, we know, but mm-hmm. for the people reading, listening, why is that those attacks don't hurt him?
Because he is, that's right. Because they basically said his power as a giant has been compressed into this smaller body. So it's just like all that much more contained and powerful in a small form. Mm-hmm. So he's finally able to beat Oken once and for all by crushing him into a ball and shoving him inside a giant boulder so he can't use his healing powers to reform. Despa covers his ears as he hears his brother's screams from inside the rock as Boji steps forward to challenge his father and his horrible strength. And that is where we'll pick up for the final stretch of the Ranking of Kings.
Ranking of Kings. Thank you, Rob, for the recap. As always, man, let's jump into these questions real quickly. So we saw how it worked out in this fight, but would you rather be immortal or would you rather be invincible, Rob?
I know we kind of talked about this last week, talking about would you want to be immortal, but for me, I'd rather be invincible. Just like the idea, because we were even talking about that, so I thought it was interesting that they made that distinction in this.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you can be immortal, meaning, you will live, but you will feel every ounce of pain and suffering you're going through.
Yeah.
Whereas... Boss with his invincibility, dude can walk into anything and come out the other side fine. Yeah. Like, if I had to have one of those things, and still, like, and I guess at some point still die of old age. If I had to have one of those two, I would absolutely take invincibility. That just seems like the way superior power of the two. Just kind of, I mean, it's he's got the super strength, but, like, the idea that nothing can hurt you, I think, is just a way better power.
Well, and you're
the two.
Guaranteed to die of old age, so at least you can kind of be like, nothing else is going to take you out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. For me, it's invincibility.
Yeah. I think I would go to invincibility also, because it'd be what you said about, like, how Piccolo. I would just never, I'd play hoop and never get hurt. I'll be out there, look at his ankle snap in half. Oh, no, it didn't. You know.
Yeah.
You'll be fine all the time. The immortal thing, I think, sounds good at first, right? I think when you're like, if let's say you're dying of old age, or you feel like you might get old, or they present this to you, like, yeah, you're going to die at 75. It's like, shit.
Yeah, but they always frame immortality as a curse, though. It ends up being a curse.
Because I was always kind of like, even in this, I was weirded out a little bit, because even when he got his sword to come back together, I was just like, wait a second.
Yeah.
This seems like more than just, but yeah, I think I would lean towards invisibility also.
Invisibility?
That's an invincibility. No, I'm just
I don't know, because a lot of people that have invincible attached to their name are not invincible. Like Iron Man, he being washed. Iron Man be out here getting washed sometime. Yeah. So,
well, he's definitely not invincible.
So, yeah,
but that's literally his name is the Invincible Iron Man. So it's like
they call him that, but that's definitely some exaggeration.
That was a small run of comics that they do not have that title anymore around.
But I mean, you were talking about the show Invincible, right? When he got beat.
Yeah.
His dad beat the brakes.
Yeah.
He's still here though.
Yeah.
He's still here. He recovered.
He's still invincible.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with immortality. I think just because. I just want to see. I feel like, I don't know. I don't know if it's FOMO. No, not necessarily FOMO. I'm not a big FOMO person. But I feel like when I'm on my deathbed, they're going to drop something crazy that I want to see when I'm invincible. Or they'd be like, hey, you can be invincible too. I'm like, oh, shit. And then, or like, I'm invincible and I'm about to die. And they'd be like, oh, you can be immortal too. And it's like, God damn it. I could have been both of these. So I think just so I can hang around and learn more. And even, you know, I would use my time as an immortal to figure out how can I be invincible. So like, bro, I don't die and you can't hurt me. So, like, that gives me more time to kind of figure some shit out.
The curse of immortality is that you can't be invincible.
I'm still figuring
out
a way.
You just made that up.
I'm just saying. If that was to make it fair, because it's like, all right, if you could pick both, we would all probably, I'm not all pick
well, it's
both.
Not,
but it's like,
not necessarily, but I would give myself, I would just use the time that I have to learn, or I just want to fight all the invincible
until
people.
Someone that you really, really, really care about dies of old age and that you have no way of
dies of old age. Fuck dying of old age.
No, but you have no way of growing old with that person. Or spending eternity with that person.
I was going to say,
that's kind of what happened on this show. I mean, Maranjo is like somewhat immortal in that she's trapped in this, her soul is trapped in the mirror.
Yeah.
And then when Boss dies, she can't let him go, so she brings him back.
Yeah. Imagine if you had immortality and then, like, when your girl gets 40 and you're still 25, you're just like, and go younger.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You'd be a terrible person. Yeah. That's why people with immortality end up being terrible.
Then that's straight up Dr. Manhattan. That's literally what he
did. He's like, I'm bored of you. I'll move on.
And he peaced out on her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like the girl he was with when he gained his powers and all that stuff, he eventually ditches her because he starts cheating on with Silk Spectre. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
And eventually he... Leaves her too.
You become detached. You become no longer human. You're detached from
that. I mean,
that.
If we think about our last conversation pre-show, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
So, my lifestyle. But I think, I lost my train of thought. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with immortality just because even legacy, you know, that'd be cool to see too, and especially if they immortality gets, I don't know, if you'd be born with it.
Would be very interesting aspects to see, like, how your lineage continues, if it does, that whole thing, how the world changes. Yeah, that'd be super interesting.
Yeah, because we were talking about last week, I was saying too, like, how I think for the first probably few hundred years, I'm like, yeah, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see different things, but after that,
unless
like,
you got to go through, like, the world-ending event, you're like,
So are Soul Reapers invincible? Because remember, like...
So Soul Reapers aren't... They're
not invincible. Are they immortal? Because about it.
Yeah, because... Well, they're not humans or anything like that. They're... Right. What are they? They're Shinigamis.
Yeah. So they... Because Renji didn't talk to Rokia for like 40 years.
So, yeah. There's weird discrepancies with the whole Soul Society because like some of them are kids and like age and then some of them don't age. Like Hitsugaya.
Yeah, Hitsugaya. Yeah.
So... I talked to Brandon about this. It's ambiguous. They're not humans at all. They're Shinigami, so they're spirits. So how things work in the Soul Society is.
But they can die though.
They can die if you kill them.
Yeah.
It's very very hard because you can see how much they can take. But,
right. Yeah.
It's possible.
All right. Next question. Are you a fan of King Bose, whatever his name is at this point? His club as a weapon, Ice.
I always thought clubs were trash. I always thought like clubs was just like how it looks, how people hold it. There's nothing. You've never seen somebody do something dope with a club. Mm-hmm. It was just always brute force, hit you over and over and over again.
What does it? What is it? Club? What does it look like?
It's just
like a drumstick.
Yeah, like a big old club.
Yeah,
like a big as basic fetish. A club as you can.
Literally, what you think of when you hear the word
this
club.
This was a wooden one. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Like,
wooden club. Yeah,
I didn't like. I wanted to be more hype for him beating him up, which it was savage. But it's like.
Yeah.
I'd rather see somebody get sliced up. I'd rather see somebody get an axe or something like that, like fucking Kratos or some shit, like something like that. Like even the Blaze of Fury or something. Like give me something dope, like a big ass club. It just didn't. No pun intended. It didn't hit the same. Like it didn't hit like it should have. And I was kind of like that. Kind of brought it down a little bit for me. That moment.
I mean,
every
could
time
that be
he picked
metaphorical?
Up
a, is it like disrespectful to beat someone with a club like that and not like a better weapon?
No, I mean, because they got better weapons around. I'm sure he's probably good at using them.
Sure.
But I think the club was there to show how, like, he's little, but he's still massive.
Mm.
Pause. But, like, at the same time, it's just, like, it didn't do it for me. And it kind of took me out just a little bit.
Mm.
Rob.
Big trash. No, I completely agree with you, Ice. Like, if you could give me a table full of weapons, and I would never pick the club. Not once. I don't find it to be that cool of a weapon. I agree that, like, I think that's why they're doing it. Because, like, the way that the character is very small, like, he's Boji's height, but he's got this huge club.
Yeah.
So, like, I get what they're saying. It's definitely supposed to be, like, oh, he's, like, a big barbarian weapon or whatever. But I never thought clubs are cool. Like, they could give him an axe, and he'd be a monster with it.
He'd
be a beast.
Would you rather your black belt or a club?
I guess give me the club if it's that, or like, you know, nothing, but like, you know,
it's like you versus you, and one of you gets a black belt and one of you gets a club.
But like your prime black belt, not where you are now.
Yeah,
because like
definitely
fresh
off.
I'm
certainly out of practice at this point. Well, I mean, when I was doing stuff like that, I was taking weapons classes too. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
What can you fight with, Rob?
Bow staff. Mostly.
Oh, bow staff's dope.
Yeah.
Okay, that's.
I trained with bow staff, size, and nunchaku, but
which is so funny because I had this argument with people.
I
online
thought those were
right
illegal.
Now.
In
I feel like the two
I
the two
they,
most
they
trash weapons
yeah.
in anime are like archers and staff people. I feel like they're garbage. Like in anime, in real life, both of those are
I was
really practical.
The bow staff's one of the most useful weapons because you can do so many things
in
with
real
it. If you're, like,
life.
An
yeah,
expert you
can,
at it,
you
can disarm on, like anybody, and you've got so much reach. Like.
Reach,
but in anime, it's like both of those archers. I'd be so mad if I was an archer in an anime. Like trash.
I think it just depends. Like, because if you're like a sneak attacker or an assassin, that's dope. To just be like from a distance.
Oh yeah.
But give me a dope.
He's,
right
not, he's saying
eye,
like he's
give
saying in
dope
practice
ass person
in animes
archer,
they don't make those
give
characters
me a dope
cool.
Archer.
That's what he's saying. Well, I mean, what's his name?
He's trash. Uryu
okay,
is trash.
Okay, he gets better. Like,
Uryu is garbage.
That is too bad.
He's got some great moments actually.
Okay.
He's got some very good moments.
Okay.
Yeah, well, in the little bit that we watched of him, I liked him, but yeah, I'm not surprised to hear he. Not
he's
helping.
Actually one of my favorite. Characters.
Even
he's
in media, if you even
characters.
Take, let's take a step back and go outside of anime. Even in media, if you ask somebody what Avenger you want to be, nobody's going to say Hawkeye. Nobody,
no.
Nobody is going to say
stacking
Hawkeye.
Stacking up against Iron Man, Hulk, Thor.
Yeah, somebody would. I feel like people would pick Black Widow over Hawkeye.
Hawkeye wouldn't pick Hawkeye. Like that's
right, yeah.
that's like that
that's
like you read his
joke.
Comics,
yeah.
He's literally just like, I mean, I know who I am.
Yeah.
Like, I know what's up.
And I respect that though.
Yeah. But to answer your question, I'd probably take the club because like even when I was in my prime, like if you hit me with a club,
well,
like,
yeah.
my bones still break.
Yeah.
And if he lost the club, at least he can still fight. So at least he's got one upmanship before he's completely disarmed.
Mm. Anyway,
I mean, I liked how he used it. I didn't really have an issue with it. I thought I liked the brutality of it. I liked that he was going to war. He literally smashed him in half. Like, it was like he smashed half his fucking body.
That's why I was saying that maybe they used that weapon as like a metaphor for the moment. They're like, I could pick whatever weapon, whatever fancy weapon. I'm going to use a club, and it's kind of disrespectful to beat somebody like that with a club.
Yeah,
it's kind of being like, you're not worthy of all these other weapons.
Right.
You're getting the club.
So for me, I enjoyed how he used it. So to me, it was dope. Like, I was like watching him just beat the absolute dog shit out of this guy. And I was like, because I, at this point, I don't like, was it Orkin, was his name?
Okay.
I don't like him anymore. It's at this point, I'm just, I don't like this dude at all.
I feel what you're saying.
Especially after he stabbed Boji up, I was just like, bro, you got to go.
Yeah.
And so when he was getting just literally just pounded into the ground, into mush, into mashed potatoes, I was just like, I like this.
Yeah.
Like, everybody beat him into the fucking ground. So I loved it. So I don't have an issue with the...
I mean, listen, he used it effectively. But when he got split in half, I audibly was just like, oh! Like, that was intense. But I do not think it's a cool weapon.
Yeah, we're listing out a whole bunch of weapons. It's not my first choice or third.
Yeah, like, that's what they start you out in Breath of the Wild. They're just like, here's a club.
Oh, bro,
that's like the starting weapon.
Yeah, or a tree branch or some shit like that. You just like, you hit somebody with a branch. I'm just like, all right, man. This shit is,
No thanks.
Oh, side note, guys. I got a Switch back. You know, some of y'all knew I lost my Switch. I didn't get mine back, but I bought one for like $160.
No, all right. That's a bit of a deal.
It's a pretty good fucking deal.
That's a very good deal.
That's a good deal.
So I was happy about that. And I got all my online games back, so I'm happy.
Yeah.
Next question. Out of all the brothers... The brothers,
Which brothers?
The king. What's his name?
Desha.
Desha.
Despa.
Despa and Oaken. Out of those three brothers, whose power / skill set would you rather have? Would you rather have, you know, Desha? What's his name? He had the lightning.
Yeah, he has like lightning and super strength. Despa's got like kind of analytical powers and seems to have like a good amount of. And see, he and like Desha are able to like.
Walkie-talkie with
like
hands.
Magic cool. Communicate or something like that.
I think he also, too, has the power to motivate.
Sure, yeah.
Because he's able to motivate people that probably wouldn't believe in themselves to believe in themselves and for them to get it done.
Yeah.
So I would say that was kind of big, too. And then, of course, Oaken, I can say his name, but like the immortal brother, he has immortality, but then he can... You know, rebuild and reshape himself.
Yeah, it's like armor. His armor. Weapon,
yeah, pretty much anything that's attached to him, he can reshape. His sword breaks, he can immediately reshape that back into a sword, get it done. And then he has a power to shoot those little, if we find out that it's rocks.
Oh, yeah, Shira Senpei.
It's called Shira Senpei?
Yeah.
So it's like he can shoot. Is it just rocks or just anything kind of.
It's like small objects.
Small objects at your vital points.
It was unclear to me if that was a power or just like a skill he had developed. You know, like that was just like a technique.
I mean,
for the sake of this argument,
I was gonna say I was gonna throw it as a power because I didn't hear.
I mean, you did say what power / skill set. So I mean, that's part of a skill set.
So I'm gonna go with Desha, man. Like I love lightning.
Older brother.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with lightning, man. Lightning is just so fucking dope to me, and the fact that he's able to call it from anywhere. Yeah. Like, he's like, yo, hey, bro, that's need it over here in Santa Monica right now because motherfuckers is tripping. You know what I'm saying? Now, you could just lightning bolt, thunderbolt, and just blow up anybody like that. And then also, too, he could use it in person in front of you. He could use it. Now, I still think we haven't seen the full extent of his power with that. I think we've seen very, very little of it. And I think hopefully either the end of this season or season two when they start getting active with the Kings or whatever – he gonna get active.
Yeah, Desha is yet to break a sweat
at all, and I think he's a monster, to be honest.
He's number two.
Yeah, he's number two for a reason. So I'm excited to see that. But I've always been just like a flame and like a thunder and lightning type of dude. Like I love Raiden on fucking Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, he's cool.
So I would have to go with him because it's just like, that power just sucked. To be able to call it was what got me.
Yeah, from anywhere.
When he was able to just be like, all right, yo, let me get it over in this location. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, like if Rob's a homie, man, Rob's like, yo, Kenny, I'm in some shit, bro.
Help me out.
I mean, I'm in Syracuse, I'm back home. I'm like, oh, fuck it. Where you at, Rob? Give me the coordinates. Gotcha. Yeah, bitch. You
appreciate
know what I'm saying? That'll be hilarious. So
I'm in Syracuse. Kenny didn't ask a question. What the fuck are you doing in Syracuse right now, bro?
I would have been like, what the fuck
are you doing there?
Like,
I'm home.
I'm at home.
Kenan beams there and it's like 6 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Sub-zero.
Oh, I'm like, I'm
he
out
just
here,
needed
man.
He just needed you to clear out the fucking driveway.
Oh, no, yeah. Honestly.
Actually, Rob doing that, we're like, oh, thanks, bro. What the fuck? This is my powers, man. I use my powers like this.
Yeah.
Ice?
Vespa is the what's the
training
big brother?
He's the middle brother.
What's the big brother name?
That's Desha.
Desha. It's not even close.
Despa's power is dope, how he can analyze stuff, but I'm never like, no, let's get active. Because in game time, yeah, that's dope, but those people always end up being the support characters. And ain't nothing about my life support character.
I think you could also master that skill set and get it somewhere else and do make it the most important skill set on the battlefield.
That's true too.
If you do it right.
Yeah.
I think it's yeah. So I don't think it's a skill set that's to be, or a power to be overlooked at all.
Because both his brothers and everybody else around him benefited from it. Those people like, I don't know. I just feel like this is like the specialist guys, the 3-point guys, the independent, like these are those people that's like, oh yeah, you know, you see the basketball players and be like, he's going to be a great coach, but they don't never come up in the GOAT conversation.
Right.
But they know like, hey, he's going to be probably win more rings.
Is
as
he,
a coach.
Is he like Steve Kerr or something like that?
Yeah. That's basically kind of like what it is.
It's not
like,
Steph Curry though.
Not Steph Curry. No.
Okay.
But yeah.
If I'm desperate, I'm like, yo, I'm the reason you motherfuckers is even this good. And that's me.
But that's like his claim to fame is other people, and I never want to be that guy.
Well, I think it depends. If you're somebody that's just like, yo, it's all about me. But there are people out there that is like, yo, my life is to help other people.
Exactly.
And I think that's more important than anything, to be honest. If you're here and you're not helping others,
facts.
I think you're a piece of shit.
That's facts. But at the same time, what's the number one brother? What's the brother name?
Desha.
Like, he the king for a reason. He put on a whole underworld of people. So he's still putting people on. And you got to be that dog in order to put people on as well. So I think it goes back and forth because Desha has a whole army. That's, you know, if you want to get technical, like, he feeding families and shit. Mm-hmm. You know, he putting people on. He making sure his two brothers are straight. He conquering stuff. So it's like, in order to strike that fear and put that respect in people, you gotta give something that they like. People don't fear Despa. They like respect him, but like he don't pull up and they be like,
yeah.
Oh
but
my god!
But I think that's also to his character type. I think if somebody was analytical and an evil motherfucker, I think it'll be a different story. I think they can have their own army too and still run shit for sure. Mm. But Rob, what do you think?
I would take Despa, actually, because I like the analytical powers. I'm kind of analytical anyway.
It's already Rob now.
It's just pretty close to my art skill set already.
I figured.
But also because, like, another thing he's got, I think, consider this part of his skill set. Dude looks good.
Yeah,
people like him. Like, he shows up and he's just like, he's one of the biggest things they think, like, right away, like, oh, he doesn't like Despa because Desha's a fucking uggo.
Yeah.
Like, he just, like, doesn't look good and people don't like him because he's fucking mean.
Yeah.
But, you know, every time somebody's just like, oh, Boji got training from Despa, every single one of them is just like, oh,
no
okay.
Respect.
He's that's somebody that we respect for sure. So, you know, I totally understand picking Desha for, like, he's definitely got the, I think, as far as, you know, on the battlefield powers, I guess, like, aside from Oaken being able to, like, keep coming back to life, I think Desha's probably got he's the most powerful, like, pound for pound, but I don't know. I'd rather have Despa's. He's also fucking rich, so.
Yeah, and then also, I think it's that, but then I think also, too, like you said, when it comes to even war, if you're analytical like that, you're going to probably have everything so dialed up when you go to war that it's like, yeah, it's on some strategy shit to where you're doing the least amount anyways. You're working smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
And it's just where it's just like, as if, you know, we'll be Desha or whatever, and it's just like, we got to go in there, we got to wreck shop.
Yeah.
If we don't wreck shop, oh, shit, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's like if somebody is pound for pound stronger than you, it's like the same thing here. It's like somebody stronger than Rob as Despa is just like, well, if I hit you in this particular point here, I can get you up out of here. If I do this particular thing, I prepared for this. You're stronger than me, but here's quicksand, bitch, you can't get out of. Like, it's like.
I got a question for you guys that's not on the list here, but do you think Desha could have done to Oaken what Boss did?
For sure.
Yes.
You think
he's
he
already?
He
technically already did it.
Kind of. I mean, yeah. He didn't even use the club. He just keeps hitting him with lightning.
Yeah.
You know. Which.
And I feel like Desha is smart.
I don't think he's dumb. Yeah. I think he's not like he's a brute. It's just like
he's trash.
Yeah.
He could look kids. He could.
He is trash.
We said his power and skills there. We didn't say him.
We didn't say him.
We're not being him. All right. Next question. What is your power ranking of the big four? Dorshi, whatever, Bebin, Domas, and Apius.
I hate to do this. I gotta put Bebin on the bottom. Because we've only seen two of them match up. We saw Apius and Bebin go like toe to toe, and it was like for real. They were both trying to kill each other, and Apius gave gave Bevan the work. So Bevan's got to be bottom for me. So that gets into the rest of the three. I kind of got to go Domas as third.
And I
my reasoning, like maybe if he had both hands, well, I mean, even in his prime, I think he'd be good. But like, I don't know. I feel like he's definitely got the power, but I'm putting him at number three. And then I can't give APS number one. So I'm giving him two, and then Dorsch's top. Dorsch is the top. Because that, I mean, based on what he did in the courtyard, keeping coming back, you know, facing off against Gigan, like, I think Dorsch is probably number one on the power rankings there for me.
Nice.
Number four, Bevan was mine. I'm put APS at three because outside of him watching Bevan, he threw a spear a couple times.
Yeah.
He got in, and then he got fucking tricked by a homie with the poison.
Yeah.
Domas took out the whole underworld.
That's true.
Guard by himself. And he gave, you know, granted he got washed by Desha, but like, and he pulled up on Oaken for real. Like, I think out of all the people that was fighting Oaken, he gave him the most problems.
He was breaking bones. Yeah, for sure.
He was he lethal with that blade. But yeah, Dorsey's number one for me. I mean, just that courtyard scene by itself. I mean, he kept fighting. And it wasn't one of those Tanjiro moments where you just keep fighting and keep getting washed. Like, he actually was like learning, fighting. All right, I'm getting like putting. He was catching bodies
with his
every
bare
time.
Hands.
With his bare hands, he didn't pick up a weapon at no point throughout the entire time.
Yeah, I mean, order stays the same for me too. I mean, I think the clear number one was Dorsey. Like, there was. I don't think if you picked him number two or anything else, it's like, what were you watching? This dude literally
stopped two and he's not two.
Yeah, he stopped two and he's not two. We talked about, even though we said Thorkell will beat this dude, but you know, I don't think Thorkell has an easy W in my personal opinion against this
dude.
He's
gonna have to earn it.
He got to earn it for sure. And I think everybody else, Thorkell just mops. Mm-hmm. He just puts him to the fucking ground. But everybody else, yeah, I think I don't even think it's necessarily interchangeable. It's like I don't think we've seen enough from Bevan to, like you said, to put him higher. I think he could be higher. If we see more from him, I like him better than Domas.
His snakes keep getting washed too much for him to be any higher.
His snakes is getting ass. Yeah.
I really want Mitsumata to get a win, but it's not happening.
Yeah, man. Same order, man. I want to change. I want to put Bevan above somebody, but I can't.
I like him. Like, when he came.
Who's your number two?
It's the same order as you guys.
I mean, no.
We flipped.
You flipped. I mean,
I had Domas as number three. He had him as number two.
Oh, I had APS as number two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, for me, the moment that I was thinking of, and like, that's a fair point. Mm. Like, he held the Underground Knights back. Mm. I was just, but when he like, he threw that spear through like three Hellhounds, skewered him up.
Yeah.
And
that was crazy.
But he wasn't like, he never, like, when he had to fight, he got washed. Like, when he had to fight the Hellhounds for real, he got washed. And then,
he didn't fight the Hellhounds, did he?
Yeah, when he was breaking down and shit back in the day, when they did that flashback, it was only one of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but like, that was then, this is now.
Yeah, I mean,
I hear what you're saying.
The young version of them isn't the version of that we even really care about. The version of them now is what, you know, that's what made them stronger.
But he just pulled, I mean, again, let's go, but he's always just throwing spears. Like, fight somebody. I mean, you fight Bevan, but like, I feel like Domas has just, his body of work is better.
Mm. Yeah. I want to put Bevan higher because I like him. I think he's cooler. Like, the snake thing is dope. Yeah. He like came on the scene cutting Oaken in half. That was a really dope moment.
And he has the best character design out of all four of them.
Absolutely. But like, he just, no. I mean, he got washed in a couple minutes against APS with a broken spear.
With a broken spear.
Yeah. Easy work. All right. Next question. What's something your dad can beat you and still to this day? Ice.
If there was like music trivia, because I pride myself on like really knowing a lot of music, even outside of hip hop and rap, like because of him, like jazz and old school. I mean, he was a DJ outside of the military. Like he worked in the military, but he was a DJ in his off time. So like the vast musical library that he has in his head is like, I remember when Earth, Wind & Fire had the verses against the Isley Brothers, and I was like, hold on, I was like, Earth, Wind & Fire is about to watch them. And he was just like, what, how do you figure? And I'm like, I'm listing songs. But then he listing songs from the Isley Brothers. I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot about that song. I forgot about that song. And this is a conversation. Like, he ain't on Google or nothing. But he just he rattled off. Because he was like, how many songs they do? I was like, 20. I was like, all right, give me 20 Earth, Wind & Fire songs. And I had to, like, go on Apple Music to kind of pull up their discography, because after 10, 11, it got kind of wonky, but he didn't pull up nothing at no point. He was just like, this song, this
yeah,
song,
he
this
learned
song,
that
this
without
song,
Google.
This song, this song. Yeah, he was like going, just rattling off songs. I'm like, yo, this dude's a dog. So yeah, if there's any type of music trivia, he's washing me every day at any point in my life.
Rob.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, my dad would wash me in music trivia, too. He knows a lot more about music than I do. But I'll say, like, golf. Like, my dad. Like, we play every once in a while when I go visit home. Like, we've there's, like, a really small, like, community golf course in the neighborhood they live in. It's, like, just a par three course. But we go there, and we'll take the clubs out. And, like, my dad's nice. Like, we enjoy the time together. But, like, we're on two completely different levels of playing the game. Like, he does his golf league and stuff like that, and he stays up on it. So like, he'll tell me, like, yeah, you're shooting this like this the week. I like going out to the driving range, because then it's just about, like, how far can you hit it? Yeah, like, yeah. You don't have to, like, get it anywhere. But, like, I just – we played some Mario Golf, and, like, I relish in it a little bit because I'm like, I can win here.
You're
right, but, like, on the real golf course, like, it's not even close.
He actually pulled up. He actually in the chat right now.
Yeah, my dad was in the chat for a bit. Yeah. I don't know if he's still here.
Listen to my
Rob Cap.
My boy Rob Cap. Shout out to my dad.
Shout out to – I still got his CD in my car.
Yeah.
I listen to a CD every day. Yeah. Inadvertently. Like
turn on the car.
My Bluetooth to flip over. I always listen to it.
Very nice. Yeah.
Well, I mean, at a very young age, I watched my dad at sports pretty quickly. but I would just go to, like, something like my dad's a military guy, he's a Marine, so I would go to, like, something like the gun range and try to competing at any type of shooting or something like that, and see who can get the most bullseye
right
and
now?
Stuff like that. Oh, he was kill me. My dad right now, my dad still goes to the gun range. He still has guns. He won't give me any. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, yo, I know we're in a time right now, but like,
yeah.
I hit my dad. I'm like, yo, dad, man, is it cool? You know, if you send me this or whatever, he's just like, I'm not sending you shit.
Mm. Yeah,
I still use it. And now that he's in Augusta too, where it's like it's way more open. There's way more places to go. Do you can go in the woods and just go ham if you want to. Mm. He's like, dog, like my dad still does it. I remember he used to try to take me out when I was younger. I'm like, I'll meet you there. And I never really came like with him like that. Then I shot one time, and I think I have his natural skill set, but like. Bro, it's not – my dad knows what the hell he's doing with different guns, too.
Does he know how to do that? I forgot what it's called where they click the thing, like, fire.
Oh, skeet?
It. Yes, yeah.
I haven't seen
pull.
Him do it. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah, I haven't seen him do it, so I can't say. But I won't be surprised if he won't get the hang of it quick, because I think he'll just – he's a natural knack for – like, well, not natural knack, but the skill set of learning from in the military.
Yeah.
He could probably just pick that up pretty quickly.
I did that once. Yeah. That shit is hard.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Well, it's all timing and then aiming, and you're shooting at a moving target, and you have to, like, shoot just before the skeet to hit it, or else you don't hit it.
Yeah, and I think people—if you never shot a gun before, bro, it's
oh, and you're shooting like a 12 gauge,
dog. It is. It is like shooting a gun is just like at the gun range. Is you be like, all right, this is different.
Yeah,
it's not like video games.
Yeah,
there's power, there's kickback.
You can really kill somebody.
Yeah, yep. That too. That's for you. That's why when people be going out there with guns, it's like, yeah, I'm just bring the gun out. And I'm like, bro, when I first shot a gun, I was like, all right, this is dangerous.
Yeah,
like I felt the immediate danger. Mm. I always make sure I keep my gun down.
Yeah,
point it at the ground.
Yeah,
nobody, nothing.
People
like
be like,
that.
Yeah, like, when they first get a gun and they go to the gun range, they be like, yeah, I'm like, bro,
those
chill
the people
out.
You
the fuck
yeah.
out.
I don't, we don't shoot with those.
It's over once you hit somebody with that. Mm. Like it's crazy. So
even if they checking a gun out and they just be like,
yeah, I'm like, yo,
like,
what
bro,
are you
whoa,
put that down,
loaded or unloaded.
Yo, I picked up my 12 gauge a few weeks ago, and let me tell you something. Even when the dude was showing me how to use it in the store, like he was, you know, having me do all the stuff, I was just like, I was in there like, all right, just kind of still like a little bit nervous. I was like, even though he's giving me blanks, I was like, I don't want to fuck up. I don't want to do anything wrong.
Yeah, because blanks will hurt you.
Always treat the gun like it's loaded.
Exactly.
Yeah. Always treat the gun like
and
it's loaded.
And that's 100% what I do. And some people, they don't have that particular mentality, but it's just like, yeah. So yeah, and my dad still beats that stuff. So next question.
I definitely think if it was Brennan was here, it'd be ping pong for his dad.
Probably.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yes, because he can. He's still.
Yeah.
He's got a book. Brennan has not won yet.
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's won a. Like, I don't think he's like.
I think Brennan's at those are the days when his father was like sick or something, and like he's not on his game.
His dad is a beast at table tennis. A beast.
Yeah, I want to see
him. I played him.
Oof.
He's a dog.
Incredible.
All right, next question. Would you use your healing powers to help good and bad people? Me personally, Depending on the level of bad, I guess, of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But, like, let me tell you something. Marangio's got to go. Whatever her name is.
Marangio,
yeah. I'm not helping.
You call her Rajon Rondo?
Yeah, Rajon Rondo.
Rajon Rondo. Rajon gotta Marangio. Go. Get him out of here.
Rajon Marangio. That bitch is out of here, dog. You're. I'm looking you in your eyes, so I'm going to put my hands on you. And it's not going to activate. I'm just going
to. I don't know my powers. I don't know.
I'm looking at you guys and be like, look, babe, sorry. This is not going to. You're out of here. Like, what? Yeah. I'm just going to keep my hands on you until you're out of there, too. Mm. You're not going to see that little green thing light up. Mm. You're fucking gone. Because I don't know, man. It's just weird to me. I understand the mentality. It was like, all right, man, people are, you know, just. But it's like, yo, like Bill Burr said, some people got to go, man. Some people gotta fucking go. The evil ones, some people that are evil as fuck.
Get them up out of here.
Get them up out of here, man. So,
or at least you don't have to save them.
Yeah.
Or yeah, you
it's
don't have to save
them. It's kind of that Batman is like, yeah. I don't have to kill you, but I don't have to save you either.
Yeah, you know, like the other, like actually last night at Choco Sunday, some weird crazy shit went down after the show outside. And we went over to help this person. And they were like, fuck you. Get the fuck out of my face, you stupid bitch. That's you. And she's calling us all kind of like crazy names. And we were just all like, right. All right. Good luck.
Yeah. If you want to help and they say that, then they don't get help.
Back the hell up out of there. You don't. Nope. So I think the level of bad. Like, if this is something kind of small, but all right, man, you know. And I'll be like, all right, if I got to come back here, I'm going to let you suffer and die from this. Rob?
No, hell no, man. No, I'm like, even thinking about like watching the show, I'm like, would I have healed Apios? No,
yeah,
I think that they had no reason to do that. Like, especially when he's just like, I could still betray you. Like, yeah, he could. Yeah. I would not heal this.
I would have whooped his
he
ass again.
You
yeah.
know what? Matter of fact, let me get that back. Poison your ass again.
I'm not only person I'm healing on the show is like Dorche and Bebin. Out of those people, out of them, even out of the four, like Domas. Like,
oh, you get about
fuck you, bro. You're done for what you did.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would. So like, if that's the level we're talking about, like somebody, this dude that has tried to like. Burn down the kingdom, have people killed. No, I'm not healing you because you got poisoned. Like,
but I guess didn't you reap what you sow. Save them too, though?
What's that?
APIs kind of saved them too, though.
Yeah, I guess. But he put them in that situation. Yeah. And, like, you know, he gave them a chance to run. They didn't because it's their home. And didn't save him for that much longer. Boji saved him.
Yeah. But it's like Maranjo, she's like, she giving advice and being like, hey, you know, maybe I should or maybe get out of here. And all. It's like,
it's so weird, man. That's
confusing. That shit was making me kind of confused.
Yeah, that was pissing me off.
Go ahead. I got a quick little thing. Little
yeah, no, bad people, get the fuck up out of here. Get up out of here. I'm not healing you. And the fact that it's not infinite, the fact that, like, imagine you use it on somebody bad, then a good guy go down, it's like, damn, Rob, I could have saved you, but I helped this motherfucker over here. And it's like,
I think Rob will tell you, but like, you fucking idiot. You fucking
you
dumbass.
Him?
He'd be so mad. He'd be mad.
Like, oh, you bastard. Have you guys watched any of the dub at all?
No.
I've watched, I went back and forth because Funimation has a dub. I think they both have a dub, but I like when I watch it on Funimation.
Fuck Funimation.
The dub on there.
Careful now, they're Crunchyroll.
Yeah, they're Crunchyroll,
they,
yeah.
They are all one and the same.
So if you ever watched it, there's a famous voice on there. Because I was sitting there, I was watching. I was
is
just
the
like,
dub good?
The dub is solid. Okay. Like I said, Boji's voice stays the same, of course, because he don't got to really change. Yeah. The dub is solid.
Okay, who's the voice?
It's the voice for Domas. It's the voice for Domas that we all know.
Is Vegeta?
Yep.
Of course it is.
That's classic. They use
but you
so
can't,
many
he does it to where it's like, you, I feel like there's certain things that he does. You were like, because I was sitting there, I was like, when I'm watching it, I'm just like, all right. And then he says something, I'm like, whoa, I know this voice. Mm. And then I go back, and I'm like, no, I know this voice. And then I was like, I had to look at it. I was like, is that Vegeta? Is that Christopher Sabat or whatever? And so I was like, let me just check to see for sure. I was like, that was fucking him the whole time. I was like,
somebody in the voice acting anime community just passed away. I forgot who it was.
Yeah. I
somebody
did, that.
Did a bunch of voices.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I forgot. So last question. On a scale of 9,000, how big of a pump fake was the Underworld Criminals, Rob?
It's an 8,000, man. Like, ooh. And the only reason it's not a 9,000 is really because of Oaken and maybe a little bit Gigan. Zuko sucks.
Yeah.
King Bo or whatever that got taken out by Oaken? Not impressed.
Yeah.
Red and Black, trash.
Yeah.
They didn't do any, like, they just had some elite soldiers or whatever. Like, this is not even Big Four.
Yeah.
And those dudes were given red and black trouble.
Trash.
They didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, Apios beat the shit out of Red with his bare hands, and Black just got cut to pieces by Oaken. They didn't do anything. So they kind of built up, like, oh, six of, like, the underworld's deadliest criminals got out. And, like, no, other than Gigan and Oaken, like, nobody was really a problem.
Yeah,
like, the only reason Zuko's a problem is because he had sneaky poison. If you're in a group, after you see that, you're not falling for that trick.
Yeah. You got one trick pointy at that point.
It's an 8,000 for me.
I think, it is a big pump fake. But Oaken. Oaken, this dude beat everybody but fucking King Boss. Like, I got to give them more points just for that. I got to give them, because I was with you. I was with you with the 1,000 when I first saw the question. I was just like, I got to give it at least a 4,000 because alone, he washed everybody. And even Gigan or Gigan Gigan.
Gigan.
He was a beast too.
Yeah.
He was a beast too. He had his moment and he kind of shutting down or whatever. And, you know, Boji took him out for a quick second. But, like, those two alone, they held it down for a team. It's just like, all right, our team is trapped. We got two star players. You know what I'm saying? They both can. One averages 30, one averages 26. One is Kevin Durant, one is Russell Westbrook, if you want to call it that. Whatever you want to call it. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. So they got to be a Draymond Green on there somewhere, man. You got to have a Draymond Green on your team.
Technically, Gigan lost every fight he was in.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Dorsh eventually beat him. Boji beat him. And he went up against Desha and got beat again there, too. The only reason I kind of like him is because he stood up for his people. And because he came down and ended up siding with Boji. All
right.
But otherwise, I'm like,
I'm going to subtract 1,000. I'm going to give it 3,000. All right. You got to be convinced, Rob. 3,000.
No, I mean, you got to go up. So you're up at a 5,000, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. So, I'm sorry. Actually, I'll put it at a 6,000. Okay. I'll put it at a 6,000.
6,000 level pump fake.
6,000 level pump fake. Because, like, he did hold it down for that team. He beat literally everybody on the show's ass except one person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ice.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be at a 7,000. I think Park Mugen is still the pump fake king.
Man.
Where we even reference him.
He's a straight.
But before, the 9, same 000. Stuff that y'all said it for, it's just like, again, you come out hot. It's like these are the guys, especially anything involving the underworld. It's like the underworld by itself is already bad.
Yeah.
So then it's like you're held in prison in the underworld, like you're double bad. Like, supposed to be.
Yeah.
And yeah, outside of Oaken, he really, like, he carried them guys.
Yep.
I mean, the big guy was cool, but again, like, to your point, it's like you get washed 3-4 times, and it's like, you ain't really, you know, I can give you that, but I can't give you that at the same time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 7,000 for sure. The guy's name was Billy Kometz, and he was 35, and he did the voices.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did the voices for, his most noticeable voice is Nafumi. From Rising of the Shield
Oh,
Hero.
Really? Oh, yeah, I did hear he was sick. God, that sucks.
It was him. He did that. He did Rui from Demon Slayer, the spider. The little moon.
Yeah.
He did JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. They don't have it listed who he did for them. Fire Emblem was something that he was really big
on. Oh, yeah, I like those games. Who do you play in Fire Emblem? Does it say?
No.
Okay.
No, they don't.
Did it say what happened to him?
I think he had
a disease. Yeah, like some with his colon or something.
Colon cancer, maybe?
Could be. Yeah. No, that's sad.
But yeah, those are the couple ones that he was on. They don't have any other ones listed. I'm trying to see if there's any. He played Ferdinand von Eager on Fire Emblem.
Okay.
So he did video games and he did anime voice work as well. He was Niccolo on Attack on Titan, the chef.
Oh yeah, I know Ferdinand.
RIP man. That's young, man.
Yeah,
35.
Please go to the doctor. Go to the doctor. Get your stuff checked out.
I went to the doctor.
Out.
I told him, I was like, hey man, when should I get this prostate checked? Man, yeah. Because I know, especially with black men, it kind of happens at a younger age.
Yeah.
And he was a black doctor. He was like, hey, don't worry about it. Come back at 45. I was just like, I'll be back at like 40.
40. Yeah. I'll be back next year.
I might even be back around either like 38 or some shit like that. To be honest. But yeah, let's go to our likes and dislikes of the show. I don't mind going first.
Yeah, go for it.
Dislikes. I like this show. But I don't like how everything, a lot of people are getting too forgiving on this show. Yeah. There's a lot of forgiving. There's a lot of like looking past shit. And I'm not for that. You got to go. You did some crazy shit. The mirror would have been broke already. Who was it? Domas, whatever, would have got, what are you, motherfucker? He would have got smoked out. People would have got beat or killed on this show. And I'm not forgiving you for that. Like, it's just like, that's wild to me how there's just so much forgiving on this show. And it's like, and because even with Morangio, it's like, I don't understand how. She's just having, that was so weird to me. She's just having these moments where it's like, no, we'll try this. Well, no, you could do this, but no, yeah, I gotta have this. And it's just like, that was, I don't know, that was just kind of crazy to me.
Women in a nutshell.
You said it. So, but I agree. what I did like, they did fill in some holes. You did get some backstory.
Yeah.
We finally got some holes filled. I know the Ice was complaining about a lot of holes filled, but we'll see if he actually is happy about those holes being filled.
anyway.
But yeah, I think it was this show did a really good job of this stretch of doing some storytelling and giving you a lot of action. You got a chance to see a little bit of Boji's mom, Aranjo's backstory, or why King Boss is what he's doing. I think it was a little weird how she has a crush on this dude and he's a grown man and you know she liked him.
That age gap,
that
is
shit was not
much.
Comfortable for me. I was just like, this is weird.
I don't know
weird.
How many years passed.
She's like a daughter and a wife and a sister. I'm like,
none of that makes
that
sense.
That is too many things.
That doesn't go together, bro.
One of those things.
Anything after that.
Yeah.
Sister, wife, no. Daughter, wife, no. No. Daughter, no. Sister, no. Yeah. Like, none of those.
He
go
threw
together.
Mother in there.
Yeah. I did like it. We got to see how Boss, like, I mean, he took out that whole fucking town. That was some crazy stuff that they did this show is showing some levels to me. This stretch of episodes, besides that, the forgiving stuff on this show, which has been happening, not even this stretch before, it's been happening throughout. But I would give these stretches a 7,200. Great storytelling. Action was good. Yeah, I'm rocking with it. Rob?
I think I gave it a 7,500 last week. It's going to take a bit of a dip for me. I think the action was cool this episode. Like, seeing the big four kind of work together, Avenger style, was really dope.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Boss, like, going to town on Oaken was a cool moment. But, I honestly, like, the shifting alliances and the reasons, like, why people are helping each other out, like, got way too complicated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It didn't make any sense to me why Morangio's given anybody any sort of advice.
At all.
I defy anybody to give me an explanation why the Big Four roll up on that scene and Morangio doesn't, or I'm sorry, APS doesn't just immediately join Oaken's side if he's just trying to help Morangio out, because that's what Oaken's there to do.
Right.
So I don't understand at all why he's siding with them and Morangio's not just like, hey, APS, like, he's with me. And like, oh, okay, cool. Let me help out.
2-on-3.
Yeah. Or something like that, because I just don't get it. Like, I know he's got this whole thing of like, oh, I don't hate them, but for him to have been as obsessed with Morangio as he says he is, it makes no sense to me why he wouldn't be fighting on her side. And even like when Boss shows up and he just fucking whoops everybody's ass one last time and then heals him, I'm like, what for? Like, I don't even really understand why he stops Oaken. Like, none of that really made any sense to me.
Yeah.
Like, are you protecting your people or are you trying to destroy this kingdom? Like, it got a little too wishy-washy for me in a way that, especially as I was trying to do my recap, I'm just like, this is just making this way more complicated than it needs to be.
Mm.
And so, I mean, it resulted in some cool moments, but for me, that part of the storytelling felt kind of weak. Still cool overall. You know, kind of those scenes in the afterlife I thought were interesting. But for me, I'll just say 7,000 for me this week. I think it's going to take a 500-point hit for me.
Ice.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think that is the storytelling. It got confusing, and I feel like there was, like, making up the story as they went on. It just felt like they were just like, doing something, like, oh, they do that. Oh, wait, but if I kill them now, then I won't be able to do something now. Oh, let's just have Morangio bring them back. And then it was like, oh, well, I think it'd be cooler for APIs to be with them so they can have the big four together versus them playing 2-on-3. Like, it just felt like they were making decisions as they were building a plane as they were flying it.
Yep. Yeah.
And I feel like that it took a step back for me as well. I think the action was at its peak. So that kind of leveled it out, But I think they was throwing like flashbacks in the middle of stuff, and it just was it was kind of all over the place. And
it
kind of kept it together, almost lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Almost lost it. I think another episode like that would have just threw it off the scales completely. But I think in that 4-episode space, it was rough. It was rough, but they gave us moments. It was just like a toxic significant other. You know, anybody when you're about to get mad at it for being trash, it gives you something so dope that you forget about it.
Yeah,
what you know about that, Ice?
You know what? I don't know nothing about that lifestyle because I don't do anything trash. I don't do anything trash at all. But that's really what it was. So it's like it was ups and downs, but I think the downs got the best of the ups. So get Maranjo the fuck out of here. Throw her in the ocean. Throw her in the goddamn ocean.
The worst.
Keep it pushing. Okay, like she can turn into a diamond. She can turn into a diamond. She can turn into gold. Okay, you can't break her. Put her in fucking Atlantis.
Yeah.
Get her the fuck up out of here.
Seal her up. Do something.
Get something.
Yeah.
If you can find a way to kill Oaken, you can find a way to kill her fucking mirror on the wall looking ass. 6,500, man.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not opposed to that. I've been feeling this way since she jumped on the scene. We find out who she was and what she was doing. I was just like, yo.
But now it's teetering, not even Gabby level of like, I hate you. It's just like, why are you here now? Like, you're stupid. Like, what you're doing doesn't even make sense. Now I just want you out because you're an annoyance. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that was a bunch of frustration.
Yeah.
So now I'm trying to see. I mean, we got four episodes left.
Three episodes left. Yep.
So it's 21 through 23.
Yep.
That's 24 episodes.
No, I was just looking at today.
Okay. So, that'll be. We'll just give our shout outs, I guess.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rob.
I got an artist shout out this week. As soon as my phone unlocks, I'm shouting out Kev Craven. On Instagram, he does kind of like 1930s style cartoons. So like, think Cuphead, but he does like, you know, Optimus Prime and Darth Vader and Doc Ock, but like his 1930s cartoons. It's a pretty fun little style. Check him out, Kev Craven on Instagram.
All right, Ice.
Ice McGowan on everything. YouTube. Find me on there. Got some more content dropping. Got a lot of fucking content dropping. I'm filming some stuff. Very soon, that's gonna be dropping on there. Stuff that y'all already love me for, so we gonna get it cracking.
Bitch Boy Brennan at Bitch Boy Brennan, follow him. Keenan Baker at Keenan Baker on everything. Killer Cam in the studio on the boards, Stickman Studio, no C.
Where you at in Bleach, Cam?
Gosh,
you're still going.
There's so many other shows. We touched on so many other shows, I dipped off a little
bit. I thought
you
were pushing
like
through.
350 something. I'd have to look at it. It's 300 something. I'm almost there.
Also, shout out your podcast, Rob.
Yeah, Heard the Nerds. Check us out. I know some people from the podcast have been headed over there to support us. We really appreciate it. Cam and I are on there. We're finishing up Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
Got 2 episodes left. So.
Are you doing recaps for them too?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, you're wild.
Damn. Yep. It was. Last week was a long one. It was a long week last week, especially with the short turnaround on this one. So, I was putting in some weekend hours.
Are you writing these from scratch, or are you taking bits and pieces from like either Wikipedia breakdowns from every once in a while, stuff like that too? Or are you going to get that secret up?
No, I mean, there are times where I'll look at other people's synopsis to just kind of make sure like I'm getting all the important stuff. But for the most part, I'm basically essentially watching these episodes at least twice.
Cause I'm like,
and like starting and stopping and writing this stuff.
I'm like, dog, that is, because what I had to do to my week caps, I'm just like, this is fucking intense, and I don't cover what the fuck
I was doing it yesterday, like Sunday, and I was just like, man, it was a slog, and I did like the first episode, I did the recap, looked at, it, I was like, this is too long, and I just did it again,
and I just
edited it down like a ton.
That shit's crazy, cause I wanted to start dropping content where I like talk about manga I'm reading. And I'm like, fuck this. Like, I'm not making this. Like, I'm not doing a manga recap. I'm going to talk about the points that I like in the manga.
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, because I was like, no way. I'm not doing a page. Because some people do that. They do a page-by-page recap of what
that
happened.
That is crazy.
I'm good.
Yeah.
If you go back to my old Dragon Ball Super recaps that I used to do, I think I started off doing, like, extensive ones. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, nah, dog. Hitting important points.
Yep.
Who got in a fight? Yep. This is what we're getting into. Make it a little bit funny. I'm out of here. Because I was just like, this shit is intense.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'll say this about that. Like, another shout-out I'll give. Check out the Ringerverse. They cover out, like, a bunch of nerd culture stuff.
Yep.
You know, Marvel, Star Wars. Charles Holmes on there does their with the Midnight Boys does the Midnight Manifest where he breaks down the episodes, and that man's my inspiration at this point. Like, I know they only usually do one episode per podcast that they do, but he keeps it tight. They were for a while, they were trying to keep their episode recaps to under a minute, and I'm like, I don't know how they do that. Shit. They skip a lot of content, but they still, you know, they cover most of it, and then, you know, they just cover most of the other stuff, like in the conversation,
maybe
the questions.
Maybe they're signing like Keenan.
Yeah, but check out Ringerverse, the Midnight Boys especially, but you know, the House of R is great too.
So check us out on everything, all social media platforms. Make sure you join that Patreon, patreon.com/animation. Let's get to 100. Get Rob this kizut out there. Join that Patreon. Like I said, man, it's dope. We give you content. Show y'all love. We be shouting people out, stuff like that. Make sure y'all, if y'all gonna
giveaways,
do giveaways, all that stuff like that. If y'all gonna be at the Anime Expo, you know, and y'all fans, hit us up. Let us know. We might be to meet up and see what's going on. Do like a little meetup or whatever the case may be. And yeah, man. Episodes 21 through 23. Three episodes left of Burning Kings.
Yes.
So we're about to be finished and knocked out. And I'm interested in what we're going to do next.
Yeah, I mean, we honestly, tentative, we might put up a poll on the Patreon because I know we had some ideas of some shows. We might make a list of some stuff and then have the Patreon choose which of that list we want. It's not going to be open season, no more Kuroko no Baskets.
Nah, you guys had your chance.
They lost that privilege, but we'll still give you.
Are we gonna punish them forever for that?
Well, I think we do it. We might do it for the Patreon, maybe, but like not open platform anymore. Yeah, Patreon might get that exclusive because it's like they're paying for it. It's different.
Yeah.
So but if you want to help pick what we're watching next,
in the Patreon. Yeah, we'll put in some good stuff. Like, you know, we've got some good recommendations and just from, you know, being around and looking and see what's out there, we've got some good ideas of what we want to do next. So we'll cover that next time.
Yeah, I've been hearing good things about Spy Family.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, Ranking of Kings, 21 through 23, last ones. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Animation!
Go Celtics.
Squad is out.
And so anime was solved forever.